This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Happy Thursday to you. We're getting closer to the weekend. We're getting closer to the start of the NFL playoffs. And of course, I got you covered on it. But first of all, thank you to producer Susumu. He helped lay the show out. He's helping to make sure that everything runs smooth. This is when I get started. Every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want to give me a holler, this is your show. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I am on Twitter. I am on Facebook. I am on Instagram. Everything is at JR Sport Brief. Obviously, as we continue to roll on, as I mentioned, getting closer to the NFL playoffs, I got you covered. We're going to take a nice deep dive into the Rams and the Cards. We spent some time yesterday talking about a lot of the playoff matchups. Well, also tonight, we're going to take a look at the quarterbacks, the young quarterbacks, the players who will actually be making their debuts. We'll talk about which quarterback is best equipped to do some damage in the NFL playoffs. You know, last night we talked about how all the teams aren't necessarily created equal, even though the records right now don't matter. But the quarterbacks always matter. We'll talk about the quarterback who can actually, maybe surprisingly, lead his team to success. We'll get into that. We'll talk about a quarterback not leading his team to success. That happens to be Carson Wentz. It looks like there is no certainty that he'll be back with the Indianapolis Colts next season, even though they traded a whole hell of a lot to Philadelphia to bring him in. And someone else who got the boot. We got another coach who got the boot. This man's name, David Culley of the Houston Texans. From the minute that they hired this man, he was basically set up to be fired. It's unfortunate. You could have saw this one coming from a mile the hell away. And now the Houston Texans don't have a coach. They have no idea who the hell their quarterback is. We know it's not going to be Deshaun Watson. Good luck if you want to put all your faith in Davis Mills. Between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Texans, here we go into another offseason where I don't know who's worse. So we'll get into all of that. But to start the show off, I got to talk some hoops. I got to talk some basketball. We just saw, and well, maybe you didn't see it. If you didn't, good for you. The Milwaukee Bucks just obliterated the Golden State Warriors 118-99. And I don't want to say the Golden State Warriors are on a bit of a skid right now, but they're not all that hot. After Klay Thompson's return and Steph Curry breaking records and Draymond Green currently being out, it's a lot of adjustments going on right now in Golden State. All things considered, by the time they get to the end of the season, they should be absolutely fine. Not tonight. At one point in time, the Milwaukee Bucks had a 40-point lead, and that was after the first damn half. So the Milwaukee Bucks absolutely devastating here. The Bucks improved their record on the season to 27-17. No surprise here. Who led the way? The guy named Giannis Antetokounmpo. 30 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. And the Milwaukee Bucks, they are your defending Eastern Conference champs. We also can't ignore year-to-year, season-to-season. We can't overlook the Miami Heat. Now with Kyle Lowry, you continue to take a look at the Eastern Conference. We know that as of right now, the Chicago Bulls are on the top of the standings. DeMar DeRozan playing like an MVP. Zach LaVine most certainly will go to another All-Star game. And the East is where it's at. And then we have, I don't even know if it's appropriate to call this team the wild card of the East. They are a wild card for a multitude of reasons. They sit behind the Chicago Bulls at the number two seed with a record of 26-14. Right now, they're getting their asses kicked, unfortunately for them, by the Oklahoma City Thunder at home. This is the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets, who last night just walloped, abused the Chicago Bulls, 138-112. Kevin Durant doing Kevin Durant things. And by the way, Kevin Durant leads the NBA in scoring, 30 points per. Last night, 27 points, 9 assists. Light work. No big deal for Kevin Durant. James Harden, who's basically been up and down and up and down, he contributed 25 points, 16 assists, 7 rebounds. And Kyrie Irving, who we know is only a road player right now in Chicago, he poured in 9 points. I don't know if that's a pour or if that's just a trickle. It's not a whole hell of a lot, but not bad. The man rolled out of bed and scored 22 points in both of his games back. And so Kyrie Irving is still just getting warmed up here for the Brooklyn Nets as a part-time player. And as of tonight, after that ass-kicking, the Brooklyn Nets, they are a game and a half right behind the Chicago Bulls. The Brooklyn Nets were at the top of the East for a good amount of time. The Brooklyn Nets, their road record is absolutely amazing, 15-4, and that will only be helped with Kyrie Irving. But the fact is, Kyrie Irving will not be playing at home. But to know that on the road, Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving are out there, you got Hall of Fame talent all over the place. You got killers all over the place. You have champions all over the place, except for James Harden. He's still looking for that first one. But the reality is, they are excited to be on the court at the same damn time. And James Harden said, yeah, the three of us together, we're trying to do it big.
So it has been a crazy year, a lot of craziness, a lot of ups and downs. But hopefully going into this year, you know, we can kind of, you know, create something special and do what, you know, I came here and Kevin came here and Kai came here to do.
Yeah, that's win a championship. But what about everybody else? What about Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge, Paul Millsap? They went to Brooklyn to win a championship, but who am I kidding? We know who the three most important players are. Steve Nash, someone who as a player was one of the greatest point guards of all time. He's also trying to win a championship in Brooklyn. And in a very short way, he says, damn it, I'm hoping that we can all come together and go forward.
Great performance. It's in the bank. We raised our level. We competed. We rose to the occasion. And, you know, we move forward. And hopefully it is a moment in time that helped us get to another level.
Yeah, hopefully it will get them to another level. We got a whole half of a season left here. If I got to take a look at the Brooklyn Nets playing on back-to-back nights, yeah, like right now, they're losing 85-75 at home to Oklahoma City, which is a growing franchise. That's me putting it nicely, a lot of young players. And they got time to make a comeback. But ultimately, last night, they were in Chicago. This is Michael Jordan country. This is six titles in 8 years. It's one of the greatest basketball dynasties, one of the greatest sports towns, and they were able to witness one of the other greatest players of all time in Kevin Durant. And he pretty much dug what they got out of going to Chicago and beating the Bulls.
Good to come in here in a tough environment and get a W. You know, this team has been extremely hot lately. The crowd is starting to rally around the team. The city, you can feel it, that they aren't starting to understand that Chicago Bulls basketball is back. So for us to come in here and win in this fashion, it meant a lot to us.
Of course it does. Chicago Bulls are sitting in front of them. But let's be real here for a moment. If we had to boil it down and the Chicago Bulls had to look at the Brooklyn Nets in the playoffs, what team would you favor? I guess it depends on whether or not you're going to see Kyrie Irving out there. And I guess that's the biggest question for the Brooklyn Nets the entire season. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to look at the Eastern Conference and really know who the best teams are. What teams can legitimately come out and represent the East? It's the Brooklyn Nets, the Miami Heat, the Milwaukee Bucks, obviously your defending champs. And then kind of right there on the border, yeah, you got Chicago. I don't think they're ready for prime time, even though they lead the Eastern Conference. And then you have Philadelphia, who also, I would say, is on the outside looking in, especially not knowing the status of Ben Simmons. And we'll share that status update with you in this hour, later this hour. Three teams, I would say, have the best shot of representing the East. The champs, Milwaukee, Miami, and Brooklyn. Everybody else, I think, is a step below or is not ready. But if the Brooklyn Nets can have a healthy Kyrie Irving, if the Brooklyn Nets can have Kyrie Irving at home, then I think they jump ahead of everybody. And Steve Nash, looking at James Harden and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant on the bench, these guys were having a time of their lives in Chicago, blowing out the Bulls, knowing what they can do. Steve Nash, he has a clear idea of what this big three can accomplish if they work together.
You know, I thought it was really important for our group to see how successful they can be when they do that. And so even without Kyrie, can we bring that same level more often than not? And if we do, you know, we'll get back to a top 10 defense like we were for most of the year. We'll get back to, you know, pushing for the top spot in the East. But it's hard work. It's not easy. And you got to do it day in, day out.
Yeah. Steve Nash, I think the answer to your earlier question that you posed, I believe the answer is no. It's not about bringing the intensity to games where Kyrie Irving is not available. It's about Kyrie Irving bringing his talent. That's it. It's not about the intensity. It's about the talent. Kyrie Irving, and I think I've seen this word used this week, he's a basketball wizard. He's an orchestrator. He's an orchestra leader. When he has the basketball in his hands, he's smooth. He can do whatever he wants. If Kyrie Irving was big as Kevin Damn Durant, he'd be Kevin Durant, quite frankly. Kyrie Irving is absolutely amazing. From his handle to his shooting, I don't think people pay enough attention to how great of a shooter that he is. He's amazing. And it's going to burn the Brooklyn Nets if he is not available in the postseason. If he's not available at home, we know he is only going to play on the road. And that's as of right now. Yesterday, the New York Daily News came out with a story that dug a little bit deeper into New York City and its vaccination mandate as it relates to arenas and gyms like the Barclays Center. And what they said was Kyrie Irving could actually play in the Barclays Center. He could actually play in home games if the Brooklyn Nets pay a fine. That's right, folks. It's not like Kyrie Irving plays in a Barclays Center and he leaves in handcuffs. Kyrie Irving could play at the Barclays Center, the home of the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets would incur a fine from the city. $1,000 for the first offense, escalating to $5,000 for the fifth offense, and $5,000 for every subsequent offense if Kyrie Irving played the rest of the season. If he played home games in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Nets would pay approximately $100,000 just to have Kyrie play at home, just to go out there and pay the fines. Kyrie Irving's salary per game this season is about $380 million. Every home game that he does not play, Kyrie Irving is leaving $380,000 out the window. You got to give the guy credit. Doesn't want to be vaccinated, is not vaccinated, and there you have it. He's actually standing up. He's leaving that money on the damn table. But the Brooklyn Nets could bring him back. But is it a good idea to pay the fine? The NBA has been a proponent of vaccinations. The Brooklyn Nets and their owner, Joe Tsai, he's been a proponent of vaccinations. And let's remember, the Brooklyn Nets initially told Kyrie Irving, no, we don't want you as a part-time player. It's not a good look for you just to play on the road just because you don't want to be vaccinated. And then the Brooklyn Nets caught COVID. And then they had no players. And then they gladly welcomed Kyrie Irving back. So are the Brooklyn Nets going to go back again and all of a sudden pay fines just to allow Kyrie to play in home games? I don't think so. I think that would be a terrible look business-wise for the Nets and for the NBA. Here we are promoting vaccinations. Meanwhile, we have a team paying fines so their superstar point guard can play without being vaccinated. That is just very contradictory. It's a bad, bad, bad look for business. And there are a lot of people who believe there are instances of the NBA already dealing in contradictions, especially as it relates to international matters and broadcasting overseas in China, etc. But the fact is, Kyrie Irving adds to the Brooklyn Nets. Steve Nash, it's not about intensity. It's about his talent. And I want to say we are a long way off from the playoffs because time does fly. But the Brooklyn Nets have an entire season to hope that the mandate in New York City changes. The Brooklyn Nets have several months to hope that they don't have to make a decision about paying fines. But the fact is, the Brooklyn Nets, are they the best team in the East without Kyrie Irving? No, they're not. They could win the conference. I'm not so sure that they would automatically just go back or waltz to the finals. If Kyrie Irving is not playing, I'd say throughout the rest of the season at home, I would give the edge to the Milwaukee Bucks. And they have their own issues. You know, Brook Lopez, is he ever going to come back from his back issue, from his back surgery? The Miami Heat can go out there and beat anybody. And the Brooklyn Nets, trying to run through everybody with Durant and Harden and only a part-time Kyrie, I think ultimately it would tear the team apart. Not just on the basketball court, but just the stress of trying to figure things out. Kyrie Irving is absolutely amazing. A Hall of Fame talent. The Brooklyn Nets can go out there and they can win the East with a part-time Kyrie. But obviously, a part-time Kyrie, he doesn't necessarily help them all the way go out and win a championship. Best in the East with part-time Kyrie? I say no. And the Brooklyn Nets will have a major decision to make. I'm going to open up the phone lines to you. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You take a look at the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie Irving has been back for 3 games right now. There's a possibility he can play at home. Do you believe the Brooklyn Nets will go and win a championship with a part-time Kyrie Irving? Do you believe the Brooklyn Nets will have success at the end of the season if Kyrie Irving only plays on the road? Of course, they have a chance to win a title, but I say those odds, they diminish a good amount if you only got a guy who plays on the road. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on part-time Kyrie Irving? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Your calls when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The Brooklyn Nets put a whooping on the Chicago Bulls last night. On the road, just Kevin Durant, 29 points, 27 points, excuse me. James Harden, 25. Kyrie only had 9 points. He's still getting warmed up here, obviously. And right now, we see the Milwaukee Bucks. They are rolling. The Miami Heat, rolling. Chicago Bulls, okay, they've been rolling. Besides an ass-kicking, still sitting at the top of the Eastern Conference. And they're pretty much, I'd say, your top options to represent the East in the NBA Finals. The difference is all of those teams have a full slate of players. The Brooklyn Nets are relying on a Kyrie Irving who can only or is currently only playing on the road. The deal is, we know the Brooklyn Nets have firepower to compete. They have firepower to go back to the Eastern Conference Finals, they didn't have enough firepower to even get to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Hawks played the Bucks, and man, the Hawks look like trash right now, trading Cam Reddish to the New York Knicks. But the Brooklyn Nets can represent the East. Do you think they can do it with a part-time Kyrie Irving? Phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. They can do it, but if Kyrie is only playing road games, I think that maybe the Miami Heat, the Bucks, the time they face them, they would eat them alive. It's a possibility, but it certainly wouldn't be in their favor. Let's hit the phone lines. Let's start with Nick. He's calling up from Huntsville, Alabama. Nick, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. First time caller here. I think the Nets can do it. I think they can run the gauntlet through the East with Kyrie only playing part-time on the road. They still, in my opinion, have the most formidable 1-2 punch in the nation with Harden and Durant. Even last year, the Bucks beat them, but if P.J. Tucker's not on that team, I'm not sure that they can keep up with them. And if Kyrie's just on the road, to your point, yes, it's bad for business. Well, what's good for business is winning, and Kyrie can be that spark plug at away games. And that's something that most teams don't have, is that guy that can come in and drop 30 in an away game.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, but there comes a point in time where I take a look at what takes place off of the court. And thank you so much, Nick, for calling from Huntsville. The Milwaukee Bucks, yeah, they don't have P.J. Tucker right now. Bobby Portis is in a starting role with Brook Lopez out with his back injury. Grayson Allen stepping into the space. They're still dealing with injuries themselves. Dante DiVincenzo. I mean, they're still getting their own act together. But it's not just the Milwaukee Bucks. It's the Miami Heat are also a big threat. And so, yeah, the Brooklyn Nets can beat anybody. The Brooklyn Nets can still win a championship. But the road, it's not necessarily going to have them favored. If Kyrie is just popping up, they can go to a game seven. I could see a game seven in any level of the playoffs between the Heat and the Nets. Well, we got a long way to go to get there. But I could favor and look at Miami and go, man, it's a game seven. And if it's a home Brooklyn game, it's kind of sucks. There's going to be so many distractions. That's the part I don't think a lot of people aren't necessarily looking at. Will is here from Anchorage. Will, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, what's going on?
I'm great. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? I think, part-time or whatnot, I think that the Brooklyn Nets can do it. So I think it's going to come down to, you know, this season. Are they going to try to get maybe like a 3-4 spot in the East? Maybe let, you know, Milwaukee or the Bulls take that 1-2 so that possibly, let's say that they did get a 4 or 5 maybe spot, would they then have, you know, a game seven on the road where Kyrie could play if New York was still on that BS?
I will tell you that sounds very strategic. That's not happening. You walk a real just I don't even know, it's a dental floss tightrope when you start to think about, well, maybe we can fall into this seed. The world doesn't work that way, and the Brooklyn Nets aren't going to approach any game looking at it as, well, we can afford a loss because this will drop us in the standings, which will then put us on. No, that's very strategic. But that's
well,
also
it is.
Very...
But Harden was hurt last year with his hamstring, yeah. So he was out. I mean, if they have Harden and they're both going in, they're going to rest Kyrie.
Yeah, Will. But what you're saying now is different. And thank you for calling from Anchorage. What I'm saying to you is, there is no chance in hell, heaven, earth, purgatory, blue hell, every and anything in between. There's no chance that the Brooklyn Nets are going to say, man, yeah, let's tank a couple of games so you know, we can end up on the road so we can have Kyrie in a pivotal game. It's not worth the risk. It's very 2K-ish. Very 2K-ish. Dog is calling from North Carolina. Dog, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. What's happening, guy? Hey, This is what I'm saying, man. Kyrie already controversial. He going to say what he going to say and pretty much how he feels. The way I'm saying it is, Brooklyn can't – I don't really have no confidence in Brooklyn winning a championship without him able to play them home games because, I mean, let's keep it a buck. James Harden has not been dependable in any team he played on in the playoffs, whether it's injury or just crucial games where he just don't show up. Everything is rimming out. So, and with Kyrie, I think, okay, he getting $380 million for 1 year. Let him pay the $100,000 and let it roll on because sooner or later it's going to die down anyway. You know how the pro sports like that controversy. So,
yeah.
I don't think,
and thank you, Doc, for calling from North Carolina. I don't think it's a sports controversy. And so Kyrie Irving, it's $380,000 per game. And so what I also think would be a ridiculous look, an even worse look, if the Brooklyn Nets said, okay, we will accept the fine. Kyrie Irving would not get fined if he played at the Barclays Center. The Brooklyn Nets would get fined because it's their venue. And to have the Brooklyn Nets pay a fine and to say, oh, it will be deducted out of Kyrie's salary, that is just a nasty look for an NBA. It's a nasty look for just a league, a business that generates upwards of approximately $15 billion a year. And that's not just a sports story. That would be a disaster that would get plastered all over not just the news, because people are particular about what the news is, but it would get plastered online, on television, on the radio, everywhere. It wouldn't be good for business. Right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we hit the break, we talked about the Brooklyn Nets. They were lighting up the Chicago Bulls last night. Tonight, taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder, not so much. Not so much at all. Currently in Brooklyn, which means Kyrie Irving is not in action. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in the fourth quarter with the Brooklyn Nets right now. What the hell is the score? Let me take a look. They were getting their asses kicked the last time I looked. 120 to 100. About 4 minutes left in the game. And so maybe the Brooklyn Nets are coming off a little bit too much of a high last night and blowing out the Bulls. I'm taking your calls right now as to whether or not you believe Kyrie Irving as a part-time player is going to just still be enough for the Brooklyn Nets to win the championship. And I want to talk to you about some other point guards. We have some news across the league as it relates to Lillard, Simmons, and Westbrook. And then when we get to the top of the hour, we're going to move on over into some football. We have some young NFL quarterbacks. They're getting ready to get busy over the weekend. Let me get your calls in. Zach is here from Chicago. Zach, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's good, JR? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go on ahead.
Sounds good, man. Long-time listener, first-time caller. First and foremost, just want to thank you for putting on such a high-quality, entertaining show each night. You know, we appreciate you out in Chicago and the Midwest for real, so thank you.
Thank you. Much love to everybody listening on the score. What's up?
So I really do believe Nets have to keep Kyrie full-time if they want any shot at bringing home a championship. You know, I'm a diehard Bulls fan, so I was up late last night watching them get whooped on ESPN. And if my memory serves me right, I think Kyrie only got 9 points last night.
Correct. But 4-10 shooting, yes.
Yeah, but the energy alone that he brings to the floor just seems to elevate that entire team, even on an off night. You know, this morning, Bleacher Report, SportsCenter, all of them were posting pics of the Nets' big three smiling. You know, their entire bench was just vibing last night. It wasn't really a typical day at the office, if you feel me, you know?
Sure.
So for that reason alone, I think it's worth taking on that $1,000, $5,000 fine even. What is that, like two courtside seats a game to pay for him to be on the floor, elevate that entire team, you know?
Right.
And then if I could go off on a tangent a little bit, I'd love to get your thoughts on this Bulls team out here because I think they're for real.
Yeah, I think it's – well, I don't think you're going off on a tangent. It's twofold. I'm going to answer both of your questions, Zach. Thank you so much for calling from Chicago. When I take a look at the Brooklyn Nets, I already detailed just the PR and business disaster it would be for the Brooklyn Nets to pay that fine. And then as it relates to the Chicago Bulls, I think that I don't want to say green is too much of a word, but they are unproven. The two players who you can count on, really count on, you have DeMar DeRozan, who is very good playing at an MVP level, but is that something that's sustainable for him even going into the playoffs? I have seen him torch teams all by himself. But to get to that next level, he hasn't gotten there and played consistently in his career there. Zach LaVine, although a lot of people know him for his dunks, he is a very good shooter. He's a great shooter. He has elevated his game. What we haven't seen, I also believe he doesn't get as much attention as he deserves when it comes down to a lot of the other stars in the NBA, but Zach LaVine has to do it in the playoffs, and maybe this is the year to do so. I don't believe with those two question marks, knowing that DeRozan and LaVine have to go a step above, and then all the other ancillary players, that's the other element. I don't know if they have enough. You know, I can look at Ball and go, okay, yeah, he's good. But we know sometimes he's going to be hit. He's going to be missed. He's not necessarily going to carry a team. Caruso is very good. He ain't carrying anybody. He's a glue guy. And so the Bulls, they're going to be competitive, but in order for them to really be taken seriously, it's going to have to be DeRozan and LaVine having the games and series of their damn lives. We have some other proven commodities in the Eastern Conference. It's still going to be tough. George is calling up from Sunrise, Florida. George, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing tonight, JR?
I'm doing excellent. What's up?
All right. Yeah, I don't think that the Nets can win it, even the East, without Kyrie full-time. I look right now at the Heat. They, to me, are by far the deepest team in basketball. I mean, you've got Jimmy Butler, who's been hurt a bunch lately. You've got Bam Adebayo that's been out most of the season. And you're doing it with Hero, you know, Kyle Lowry, but just the people they've brought in, Strauss. You've got Caleb Martin, all these D-League players that they've brought on, and the coaching of Spoelstra. You're 26-15, and you've played two-thirds of your games on the road in the first half of the season. So, I mean, I think it's only going to get easier for them the rest of the season. And as when they get all their players back, I mean, they got P.J. Tucker. I think they're going to – the team to beat, I think, might be the Heat out of the East.
Okay. No doubt about it. We know, certainly. We saw them go into the bubble and compete out of nowhere. That's not to say that they don't go ahead and do it again. I want to ask our producer, Susumu, what are your thoughts on the Brooklyn Nets competing with a part-time Kyrie Irving?
It's interesting because we've been waiting so long to see the big three together. We want to see – because I don't think there's ever been an NBA team, aside from the 2016-17 Warriors, where – you have three guys that are so good and can get a shot anywhere on the court. Basically, any type of shot, any place on the court, at any moment. All three of them can just get the ball in the bucket. That's all they can do. And we all want to see this, but it's just unfortunate to me that there's a circumstance or stipulation that goes with one of the players in Kyrie. And then you have to also answer the other parts where can KD keep this going? Because we know that he has a history of injuries and you don't want to burn out the guy before he gets to the playoffs. And then James Harden is just a constant question of not just his playoff success or lack of success, but it's also just the fact that there's something off with like Harden. It's, I don't know if it's just the whole weight thing. And then he's not really shooting threes as well as he usually does. And I don't know if that's just him trying to accepting a certain role with the Nets, but it just feels like there's always something with those three that prevents all three of them from playing together. It's just really unfortunate.
Yeah, well, we know there's something that stops all three of them from playing together for the most part. That happens to be Kyrie Irving. James Harden seems like he's coasting. I don't necessarily think it is a full weight issue. I think it's a commitment issue to where they're at. The Brooklyn Nets, by all considerations, they are kind of just coasting. They have enough talent in the world to blow everybody out of the water. I mean, one game, James Harden looks lost, and the next game, he's dropping 25 and 16. And so one of the most important things, and this is where I think it really gets tricky, is when you have a part-time player, when you have a Kyrie Irving out there on the road but then not at home, that also changes the mindset of the players. Kevin Durant is going to do what he does. He's going to go out there and just score. But James Harden seems to be doing maintenance. I also have to take a look at the fact that James Harden has probably played more minutes than anyone in the NBA, I would say maybe over the past 5 or 6 years. He doesn't necessarily or hasn't taken games off with the Houston Rockets. We never heard about body maintenance or whatever the hell they came up with to call teams or players that are sitting out. He's balled out. He's been high usage. And so I can see from his perspective, at least from his personality, I could see him kind of just skirting along. You know, he certainly hasn't been happy with the way the NBA has changed foul calls. And then Kyrie Irving, this is something a lot of people don't mention as well. He's typically been injury prone throughout the course of his career. And so that's not to say that Kyrie Irving, even though he's playing on the road, maybe that will spell him. Maybe that will allow him to have a little bit more gas in the tank and to hold up a little more. But he's someone who now every now and then will go down. You know, Nasir Little of the Portland Trailblazers dove into his ankle maybe that had something to do with his poor shooting night. But game to game, he's a slight dude. He's not the biggest guy in the world. He gets banged around quite a bit. Speaking of getting banged around, Damian Lillard, this man had surgery on his abdominal muscles. God knows when we will see Damian Lillard playing for the Portland Trail Blazers, who do nothing. We also know that it's going to be tough to trade him now, maybe. Oh, man. Ben Simmons, what's the latest there? Nothing. His agent met with the Philadelphia 76ers. No movement, nowhere. He still wants to be moved. The Sixers still want a star. It's a great stick-up. And Russell Westbrook, this man is cold as ice for the Los Angeles Lakers, who have a record of 21-21. It's crazy. In Sacramento, as the Kings beat the Lakers last night, after every Westbrook shot, they decided to play cold as ice. You're as cold as ice. That's a hell of a way to get trolled in the opposing arena. And Russell Westbrook is a player, multi-time MVP, but an MVP, triple-double leader, going into the Hall of Fame. And just how he gets slapped around, it's crazy. He's in a terrible slump. Russell Westbrook hasn't hit a three-point shot in 2 weeks. That's last year. So there's some point guard news for you. When we come back, we're going to talk about the point guards of the NFL, the young ones. We're going to talk about these young quarterbacks who will be making their playoff debuts. Which quarterback is best set up for success? We'll talk about it. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.